Welcome to Panelcast, Forbidden Panels podcast featuring comic book, movie, and video game news and reviews. And now your hosts, AJ and Martin.
Hello everyone, welcome to Panelcast. This is episode 108. 108, that's a lot of episodes, man.
Yeah, we're getting up there.
Of course, it's all full of nothing but fluff and bullshit, but still.
What would you expect more of?
I don't know. Class, style, information, something that mattered to people.
And you're still having a straight face on it while you say that. It's hilarious.
108 episodes of the Panelcast. In this episode, we're going to primarily direct it and talk to one of the contestants from the Inland Empire Zombie Beauty Pageant, Miss Marissa Dolenz. In case you haven't figured out yet, I am here with Martin. Hi, Martin.
Hi.
So I had a chance to sit down with Marissa and go over what it was like to be a contestant for the beauty pageant and what it was like to lose. So, just so you know, this interview is an hour long. If you choose not to hear it, then we won't blame you. Move on to episode 109, which should be coming out sometime eventually soon, within the year 2012. Anyway, without further ado, here we go with Marissa. Hey everybody, this is AJ, and I'm here with one of the contestants from this year's Zombie Beauty Pageant, Marissa, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that. Okay, Marissa here. Why don't you tell us about, tell us about the beauty pageant and what your experience was with it.
Well, this year was my first year in the Miss Inland Empire Zombie Beauty Pageant, and I am so glad I did it. I actually missed the deadline last year and was so bummed after finding out only like 3 days after that I missed it, and I didn't even get the chance to come see the show. But this year I watched the deadline day all year long and made sure I came to the meetings and everything and definitely got in there. I'm so glad I did, because this was the most fun thing I've ever done during Halloween, and I live for Halloween all year long, but this was amazing. And having competed in actual pageants since I was, 14 years old, this has definitely been the most entertaining one I've ever done.
So you say that, and I keep getting goosebumps, and I'm like, hee hee. So that's kind of cool. How did you hear about it?
Honestly, I think last year or 2 years ago, my mom came up to me and said, "Look what I found online." And it was the flyer with the zombie queen waving and the sash and the banner, or the crown. And you know, that's when we started looking up and found, Forbidden Panel and everything, and then through the grapevine of the internet, found out that we missed the deadline. But came back this year and loved it.
When did when you found out about it last year, like how far along past the deadline did you find out? Because we took contestants to the last day.
I really think it was only like 3 or 4 days, but I wasn't sure how strict you guys were or what, your rules for this were. And, regular pageants, the deadline is the deadline. There's no acceptance after, and so if I would have known that you guys were lenient on it,
right,
I would have so been.
Well, we were trying to, we set the deadline, and then we had three contestants show for the first meeting, and I was I can't do a show with three contestants,
yeah.
So I was calling in favors.
I bet.
Everybody had to come in, so, but then you did, you came up for this year, and you said you were watching the due date, waiting for it. What about it interests you? Because you said you do regular beauty pageants.
I do. I compete in the largest natural system in America. It's called National American Miss, and I've had two state titles for that. I had the 2011 Miss California Teen title, and then the night I gave up that title, I was crowned as the Miss for the next division up, and that's my reigning title right now. I still have that. But the zombie pageant was, like I said, I live for Halloween all year long, so what really drew me in was that it combined my love for pageantry with zombies. Like, zombies are definitely my favorite Halloween character by far. Just their, how different they can be. They can run, they can walk, they can groan, they can speak sometimes, Just, they're so diverse, and I just love that about them. So combining pretty with the ugliest of creatures was just, it was just really cool, and I was, so down to do it. It was so much fun. I love it.
Awesome. Describe your character and how you came about with the character for the pageant.
My character was Toxiana, and my background story was that she was a former CDC worker, and she was in charge of testing the newest outbreak of a virus that had zombie-like characteristics. And while testing it, she accidentally poked herself, which gave her the virus. And while changing, she spontaneously knocked over a chamber of toxic gas, creating the first breed of toxic zombie, Toxiana. And it honestly took me about 4 hours of sitting down with my parents, trying to come up with clever names to combine a scenario with a girl name. And that's how we came up with Toxiana.
And what made you think of the background?
That one took even longer. I think I was really trying to think, okay, let me be as realistic as possible with this. Like, how could I have transformed into a zombie? I actually did research on it. I was thinking, all right, you can be bit, you can be infected, you can have radiation, and that one is what really stuck. And I know I didn't want I was buried next to a radiation plant and I rose from the dead. No, I needed something like spectacular. And I think that's when we came up with the CDC thing, because I work in dental and I know a lot about, you know, OSHA, CDC, stuff like that. So I was like, all right, I'm going to be a Center for Disease Control. I'm going to knock over some toxic gas and that's going to be my character. I think it was just, I don't know, just creativity.
And did you have fun with the creation?
Oh, heck yeah. She was awesome. I loved her.
And so this too had to be a little different from your normal pageantry, because you actually had to create a character and whatnot. Was that something that you were, I don't know, taken by surprise about? Or?
Well, honestly, it made me nervous, because in pageantry, you know, in the real world of pageantry, you're yourself.
Right.
You know, you're just dolled up, pretty dressed, that's it. But in the pageant zombie world, you have the opportunity to bring a character to life. And I have a passion for acting, so this was really a chance to, again, combine my love for two great things and then bring in acting into it.
Right.
And, you know, creating a character that was completely original and all my own, which was really actually kind of gratifying. And then having people come up to me after the pageant and say, you know, oh, your character was so awesome, oh, you should have won, blah, blah, like stuff like that. It was pretty cool.
Nice. Now, you recently, this past weekend, you were doing, I can't speak right now, I'm zoned out. See what happens, you left him here for an hour, and
I'm
all
sorry,
my thoughts
I'm sorry.
Flew out the
I
window.
Left him here for an hour, I feel so bad.
You did a parade this past weekend, and you were recently crowned Miss California?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that. Like real world, let's put out the zombie.
In the non-zombie world, I am the reigning Miss California for 2012 of National American Miss, and I acquired that title on July 1st of 2012. And I mean, with the title, I do pretty much the same things that the zombie queen would do. I make appearances, I do, you know, community service acts, I get out there, represent the organization. It's pretty much the same things, but without the groaning and the mumbling and the dead walk and the rotting flesh.
So in comparison, I mean, you said you've been doing pageantry
mm-hmm.
for most of your life, and then the zombie beauty pageant. Which one did you have more fun with? And you don't have to kiss up.
I know. Okay. You know what? I'm not going to kiss ass right now. I honest to God had more fun with the zombie pageant. You know, in the world of real pageantry, it gets really competitive. I just competed for nationals. 2 weeks ago, not even that, a week and a half ago. And, you know, you walk in and there's tension. You've got girls competing for a USA title. That's a big deal. Like, you've got girls coming in wearing gowns that you only see on movie stars. You've got, you know, trained pageant girls who've been doing this since they were 2 years old. And the zombie pageant, it's like, the goal is to be the best actor, really. It's the goal is to bring the most entertainment to the audience.
Right.
And I really felt that I did well at that. You know, pageantry is look pretty, smile, make the judges like you. Zombie pageantry is make yourself memorable by doing crazy stuff. And I definitely think I did that.
You kept attacking that mannequin dummy pretty harshly.
Yeah, you know what? I have gotten the most compliments on my talent. Out of everything, the girl at the parade the other night even said, you know, your talent was amazing. It cracked me up. I'm glad because
right.
Yeah, it worked out. You know, I really do martial arts. So, again, trying to make it really realistic, combine martial arts with zombie, what would actually happen? And I'm pretty sure that's what actually
would
like happen.
Zombie foo.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, zombie, yeah. I like that. I'm going to use that next year.
You better give me some money for that. so, okay, so when you... See, I'm zoning out again. tell, for those of those people that did not make it out to the Zombie Beauty Pageant, first off, shame on you. Second off, tell us about, you know, your talent and everything else you did, the dance number, everything, your whole experience, the whole thing, your bit in the pageant itself.
Okay. Well, started off with the dance number, and that is what actually cracked me up. When I found out there was going to be a dance number, it went from thinking, oh, you know, this will be a fun little thing, to, wow, this is like a real pageant, because, you know, we have
right.
dance numbers, we have the flashiness and stuff like that. So the dance number was great. You know, the choreographers were awesome. The dance was actually a dance, and it was, you know, like a zombie would do. And the fact that it was the thriller was just perfect. The talent, awesome. Oh my gosh, I had so much fun with that. I did martial arts or zombie foo. And I started out with a punching mannequin on stage, and had an assistant who brought me out and introduced me. And the whole time I kept trying to attack the mannequin, but he finally got me to concentrate on, you know, my assistant by showing the audience a board with a picture of a brain on it. And I charged the board and broke it with my head like I was trying to eat it. And I think that got some good reaction. I remember the only thing I could hear was, oh! Like, I wasn't expecting that. Even my bodyguard, who was on stage with me, Sean, yeah, he even said after, I was not expecting you to break that board. Which was kind of like a yes moment for me, because, good, you know, it made
right.
me memorable. What was after that? Swimsuit? That was something I've never done before.
Really?
Even though I compete in pageants, I only do natural pageants, which
okay.
means no swimsuit, no required talent, it's optional, and no makeup under 12 years old. So I've never done a swimsuit competition, and I had a lot of fun with it. I actually did. It was, you know, again, real pageantry, it's kind of like embarrassing almost, or it's really not embarrassing, nerve-wracking to get up on stage in front of a bunch of people and be
right.
judged on your appearance. But
you still had to do that here.
I did, but you know what? I didn't feel like I was being judged on my physique. I felt like I was being judged on, all right, she's a zombie in a bathing suit.
Right.
Which is why I added the heels, and I literally walked on my ankles the whole time. Everyone kept telling me after the show, I thought you were going to break your ankles. And that took a while to learn how to figure out how to do without breaking my ankles. But, I mean, again, made me memorable. It worked. I'm happy with it. And in the formal wear competition, this, I definitely know what I'm going to do different next year. I didn't have time to, you know, find a dress to rip up, so I ended up wearing one of my pageant gowns. And, you know, I got there, and all these girls had these ripped up, cool-looking, bloody dresses or, you know, stuff like that, and I'm, like, showy. And I definitely am going to go find a dress that I can rip up like hell and make it look gory so I can actually look a zombie next year, and hopefully that'll up some stuff. But yeah, everything was pretty much like the same as a real pageant, just a lot more, you know, a lot less tension and a lot more fun.
For you.
For me, yeah. Well, see, you have a little bit of more responsibility than I do when it comes to this kind of stuff. So I had tons of fun. I hope you had fun through all the stress.
No, I don't remember. There was a point in time where I walked in. I was talking to Pauline about this on the last. I interviewed Pauline a couple weeks ago about it. And there was a point where I walked out in the back and went up the steps just to have a cigarette and try to breathe. And
I think
looked,
I remember that.
And all of you guys are staring at me like, you can, and I'm like, I just want a cigarette. And I'm naturally agoraphobic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, highly agoraphobic. I can only be...
not have known that.
Well, I got to put on the mask so I can do this stuff. And so, like, you know, I go out to have my cigarette, to have my moment, I turn around, and then there's a sea of zombie faces and guys with guns staring at me like, guide me. And I'm like, I just want a cigarette.
My gosh. Yeah, I totally remember seeing you up there sitting on the steps with, like, it almost was like all the guards were sitting around you protecting you from all the girls. That's so funny. I would have never guessed you to be agoraphobic
yeah.
at all.
Very badly. Very badly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know for next year.
Well, no. See, that's another point I wanted to bring up. You guys beat the shit out of the fucking cards.
Oh, hell yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Well, you guys told us during practice, you know, yeah, they're going to get rough with you. They're going to, you know, they're going to push you around. I went through practice, and I, you know, pretend to lunge. They wouldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I remember telling Sean one time, oh gosh, this is so embarrassing. I remember telling Sean, you know, are you gonna stop me? And he was like, oh yeah, if you you know, I'm not supposed to touch you, but if you want. And I think I said, you know, you can touch me. You're definitely allowed to touch me. Or I said something like that, and all
you
the
can
guys,
touch me.
That's, yeah, something like that, and all the guys were like, oh, and I was like, oh, you pervs.
Well, we're comic book geeks, what do you expect?
Yeah. But no, like, that was, yeah, it, you know what, during the show, it made it a lot more.
Yeah, you guys had some of the best pictures out there. Just
oh, gosh.
Sean restraining you and stuff like that.
I've got pictures on Facebook that I cherish just because it looks real.
Right.
It looks like a freaking zombie.
The stress on Sean's face is absolutely
oh,
family.
Yeah. There's one, you know, there's one when we're on stage during formal wear, and it's Dave, me, and Sean. And Dave is, he's got his note card in his hand like he's reading the question, and I'm like, I look like I'm smelling him. I'm like leaning over him, but I think I was just about to lunge. And Sean's like, got this expression. It's like, oh shit, I gotta go get her. And like, it's just, oh, it's priceless. I love it.
There's a part when you guys, when you were doing your talent, I think it was, and you were going after your instructor, and Sean comes out of nowhere and like,
mm-hmm.
I think tackles you in the middle of the stage. And it's just restraining it, that awesome.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I totally remember that during talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, he like totally elbowed me in the face. I did not even care because everyone was busting up. So I was like, all right, it must have looked good. But no, I totally remember. He actually, I had to go backstage and touch up my makeup because I had latex on, and he had these, you know, these big padded airsoft stuff on or something.
Right.
And when he elbowed me, like half of his elbow tore off my latex. And I was like, oh crap, I hope no one can tell right now. But it was worth it. It was fun.
The guys, like, not only did they have actual physical bruises, after
is
the show.
Really?
Yeah. No, you guys, you kicked their asses.
That's awesome.
Like, they were all like, Richard and James and I, Richard, the big guy James.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Richard, we all went to IHOP afterwards, and we're just sitting there at IHOP like,
you guys are the zombie.
And the lady comes up, and she's like, are you guys okay? And we're like, we had the whole zombie back all night. And she just looked at us
oh
like,
oh my gosh.
Y'all are freaks.
Psychopaths.
And like, they were bruised, but not only that. But the uniforms, we just bought these uniforms. They're based off of the comic books that I created.
Oh, really?
The characters in the comic books. These uniforms are all based off.
Oh, jeez.
Just bought them. The tops, I think, were like $75 a pop. And are now stained with blood. We can't get
awesome.
The blood off of them because
that's
of it.
Awesome.
So any of the new recruits that we get coming in, they're going to get the hand-me-downs.
And then these guys will get the new ones?
Yeah, it's either that or they're going to frame them and put them up. Like, that's blood.
So cool. It's zombie blood.
Yeah.
Oh,
so they're
awesome.
Just amped about it. But yeah, Sean, the next day, Sean and I worked together at the Fox, and we
mm-hmm.
did running around in errands, and half the day he was sleeping in the car, and the other half he's like, I can't move.
Poor thing.
I can't move. Because you were the only one he had to take care of. There were others.
Yeah, so I know each of the guys had at least, you know, two girls.
Yeah, two girls.
Yeah.
You all kicked his ass.
Good. You know, that's it. I still haven't seen anything from the show.
I have yet to get video. I've been calling my guy back repetitively, and hopefully I have it by the Christmas party if you guys come to the
yeah,
office.
Definitely be there. But yeah, that's like, you know, I didn't know how the rest of the girls acted.
Right.
I didn't know if I was like, I felt like, crap, am I the only one like pushing these guys around or is there
no,
other girls doing
it?
No,
you were not.
Good.
Everybody was going after them. And then when we brought you guys, hold on 1 second. Not motorcycle. Okay. Toward the end of the night when we brought you guys back out,
mm-hmm.
after the formal, so you guys could stand on the stage, the guys were telling us how, telling me, motorcycle again, sorry. Can't you see the microphone? The guys are telling me how you guys were all plotting to try and like break free from them. Maybe it wasn't you, but I know some of the other girls were like just trying to break free from them so they can get out and get their picture taken and do all this other stuff.
No way, really?
Make it more realistic.
How the heck did I not know about that?
I don't know, but James messed up his back.
Oh,
like
no.
He like literally hurt his back between Monica and then whoever else he was sitting
oh,
there holding back and like.
Good memories, man. Good
right.
memories. Jeez.
I told them, like, you guys did me proud. You guys went out there and you handled it and you looked great. You know, and made it look real and everybody else seemed to think that way. So,
good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cherish those bruises.
Yeah, seriously.
Trophies.
Until next year.
Right. Until next year.
Yeah,
they're like, no, we got a year.
That cracks me up about the blood, though, because, man, backstage in the dressing room, we must have gone through at least 8 bottles of blood.
Now, tell me about that. I wanted to ask. Pauline told me a little bit on her side, but I wanted your opinion on how. What was the backstage like? What was it like back then?
Well, the room that we're in is, you know, it's not, like, the most spacious room, but it was enough room to get our stuff done. And, yeah, you know, you walk in, and it almost looks like like, what I remember, it looked like a prop room on a movie set, like a little tiny prop closet. There were, you know, there was a, like, a blackboard and a mirror, and then you've got all this fabric all around the place, like a shag rug, and then you've got all of our makeup, all of our special effects, all of our bottles of blood, and then all of the costumes. And so it really looked cool, but the one thing that just cracked me up every time I'd go behind stage, you know, the girl who was about to go next, she'd be dousing herself in blood. You know, sponges, brushes, just like all over this place, especially Pauline, because she had, you know, her guts that,
right,
that came out, she jumped rope with, you know, watching them get that in there, and, you know, all the wet, sticky, it was great. I felt like...
So
yeah,
it's kind of like the
real
opposite of a strip club, where they're putting on glitter.
Pretty
you guys
much.
Are putting on blood,
much.
And then going
oh. Zombie strippers. Yeah.
Yeah.
So glitter.
Next year, that'll be a new category.
Zombie strippers.
Yeah, we'll put a poll out there and have you guys go at it. See
what I can totally see any of those girls doing that.
But you'll like leave a leg as you're walking up.
Right. Place. Just attach the leg,
right.
Limp off stage, blood all over the place.
It'd be awesome.
I wish that we could get blood on the stage.
Yeah, see, and I want to, but it's a rented stage.
Yeah,
you can't, you know.
Exactly, yeah. I would, because, well, it may have been a good thing that you guys don't allow that, because I think it would have gotten really messy. That splash zone would have
right.
been present.
I mean, Dave learned. I don't know if last year when he did the show, he did not bring out a poncho like he did this year.
Oh, really?
He came out dry, because he didn't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
He walked out there covered in more blood than my guys did.
Oh, wow.
Because they were splashing and doing all that stuff, and so this year, like...
So that's what the poncho was.
So the poncho, he worked.
I saw
like,
a picture.
He pulled out the poncho and he put it on, especially when Pauline started pulling her guts out. He knew that he was in a splash zone, so...
That's so funny. I haven't seen hers. I saw her guts backstage, but I, you know, and I have pictures of her jumping rope, but everyone
right.
in my family was like, that was disgusting. It was so gross. It was wet, and it was gross, and it made noise. So amazing. Oh, my God.
She had butcher paper down the bottom.
Yeah. I remember watching her walk out with that. And at this point, I didn't know that she was going to pull her guts out
right.
and jump rope with it. And I was just like, what the heck is she going to do? Is she going to draw with blood or something? You know, I didn't know.
Right.
And she came back in with guts in her hands. And I, you know, someone asked her, and she's like, yeah, jump rope. Oh, my God. Oh, I got to see this. I gotta see this video.
Yeah, as soon as we get the video, I promise I'll bring it, we'll show it.
No, I,
it'll be awesome.
I'm excited. I'm really excited for it.
So what were the, again, backstage, what were the, how was the mood? How was everybody reacting? Was there any, like, drama? Did you guys get along okay? Was there actual competitiveness with any
other?
Oh,
yeah, I think, you know, I'm not the only girl who competed in this who likes zombies. So I think all the girls, you know, obviously, they wanted that crown. That crown's really cool, by the way. The fingers, it's...
Monica made it.
It's really cool. I really like it. But, you know, I think, yeah, there was a little bit of competitiveness, but it wasn't like, you know...
It wasn't like petty?
It wasn't like, you know, I'm going to kill you kind of competitiveness. It was light. I think it was nerve-wracking being a first-timer because I'd seen pictures of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, going in, knowing that there's girls who did it last year, so they gotta game up, you know,
right.
they gotta have a head up on the game because they know what they're doing. And I had no idea what to expect, but the mood was pretty good. I remember at one point one of the girls, she was going out for a swimsuit, and she wasn't comfortable in what she was wearing, and she had a little dress on. And she's like, is my ass showing? I was like, no, you're fine, hon, you're fine. She's like, I, my ass can't show, I just can't do that on stage, it's too much for me. I was like, well, here, take my cover-up, you know, I had a pink scarf as a cover-up, and I was like, if you need it, take it. And she was like, no, I just, you know, help me stretch it. And so we're in there backstage, like, stretching her dress to the ground, like, on every angle of her, and it worked. It got down to, like, mid-knee, so, and she was comfy with it, so it worked. Yeah, it was fun backstage.
You guys are back there stretching out asses.
Pretty much, yeah.
Awesome.
Pretty much.
So next year you're telling me I need to have a documentarian and backstage to watch all this.
Yeah,
stuff.
You might want to do that.
Awesome.
I think, yeah, that, well, for you, that might be a good idea.
I was actually debating it this year, but it was hard enough getting the one videographer out there.
Really?
Too. Yeah.
Someone videotaped
it,
yeah.
Yeah, I did actually pay to have somebody paint it.
Yeah, have a backstage one.
Yeah. You know, everything that you saw is out of my pocket.
Oh, jeez.
So,
thank you.
Like, yeah, well.
Damn.
I love, I'm tired of coming into Redlands and realizing all the talent and stuff that's going on that is here, that is just, that has no home. You know, as a comic book creator and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
I gotta go to San Diego to con, I gotta go to Anaheim, I gotta send to, why? There's plenty of talent here, there's plenty of shit to go on here. So I want to, that's why I do this stuff, I want to show off that talent. you dressing up like a zombie and being on stage and having fun, I want to show that off. I want, you know, videographers in town, I want other comic book creators, artists, I want them to have a home. So that's why I do this.
Well, thank you very much. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, because, you know, Redlands is, I think Redlands is viewed as, like, kind of a dead town.
Right.
Well, no pun intended at that.
When I look at Redlands, I think college town. I think all the college bars and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff. And so
the pubs, the school.
Right, which is all fine and dandy, but there's like a, you know, afterlife, nightlife going
mm-hmm.
on there, and I think we need to show it and give it a home, so that's what I try to do. So I don't mind forking out all the money.
And look what happens.
Right.
You get an epic zombie pageant.
Right. You know, I end up in the hole, but I don't care. At the end of the day, when I watch the video, I'll know I'll have fun. But
good.
That
and
night...
that night, it's different.
Right.
I believe it. I remember seeing you the morning of, bringing in my punching dummy, and you had a cigarette in your mouth, and you looked so stressed. And I think you were like, I'm not even going to ask. And I said, yeah, don't worry about it. But you looked so stressed.
Yeah, I was there till 3 in the morning the night before, and then
mm-hmm.
I came back in at 9 or 7 to continue setting up.
That is dedication.
Yeah. Well, like I said, when I got to do it all, I got to do it. I don't care. If it's over
well.
Or not, I just
yeah.
got to get it done.
That's
you know.
So funny.
So back to the pageant itself. When you were on stage,
mm-hmm.
When you came out to the dance number and you looked out, because we had a full house, what did you think when you saw that we had a full house? Did you get nervous at all?
No, I was like, oh, hell yeah. There's people here. There's a lot of people here. There's not like 6 people here. There's a lot of people here.
Were you
I,
expecting that many, or did you think?
Well, when I walked into the Fox, I've never been in the Fox before. Especially not, you know, I've never been in the theater. I've looked inside the doors, but, you know, so I had no idea that room was even there.
Right.
And I remember walking in that morning and being like, whoa, this place is legit. This
right.
is awesome. And I saw the stage. By the way, that stage is bigger than any stage I've ever been on in pageantry.
Really?
It's a little higher, and it's longer. The stages I'm on are wide. So yeah, that was a really cool new thing for me. But yeah, I remember walking out into the theater and seeing all the chairs and thinking, are these all really gonna fill up, or are these just like
is he really hoping?
Yeah, well,
just
you know, like I said, first time in, I was like, okay, they say there's a lot of people here, you know, that are gonna be here tonight. I wonder if every chair will actually be full. You know, I wonder if we'll actually sell out tonight.
Right.
The minute we walked out from you know the back scene to walk through the audience, and the very back chair was
right.
full, you know, all that last row, full people, everyone turns around, and I was like, oh yeah, this, bring it on. And it really helped me get into character.
Did it amp you up a lot?
Oh yeah. And I was the first one out.
Right.
I was the first one to come out of the hiding. So I feel like, you know, I kind of set the stage for the girls behind me. And I think I think it amped a lot of us up. I've got pictures of some of the girls who I was like, girl, you better loosen up or you're not going to be a good zombie. And she
right.
was right on top of it. So yeah, it was awesome. I hope there's more next year, you know?
Yeah, well, the year before that, we had vendors.
Oh,
so like
okay.
on the side where you guys walked out,
mm-hmm.
on that side was vendors, tables and stuff. And on
okay.
the other side, same on the other side. But we only had 6 contestants total last year. This year we had 11. I'm like, well, we double in contestants, we're doubling in people.
Uh-huh.
I had to tell a lot of people, no, they can't bend this year. And
wow.
so, like, you know, we had our booth, and that's it.
I saw that, yeah.
And so as soon as, like, it was time to go, like, we even pushed it back. We were like, 6:45, I walked out, there was 5 people in there.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember I kept asking, you know, Sean and Aaron and all the guards, you know, is there people out there yet? Is it full? And they're like, it's getting there, it's getting there. And then by the time, you know, showtime hit, full house.
I walked out 6:45, I'm like, I went into the green room, Dave's in there typing up his thing, and I'm like, is he good to go? He's like, no, don't talk to me. I'm like, is he someone to talk to? So I sat in there for like a good... So about 5 till, because we were supposed to shut down at 7
mm-hmm.
and let the show go. Wait till about 5 till. Walked out of the green room, still saw the main lobby empty, and I'm like, go inside the ballroom, like, oh, where the fuck are all these people?
Yeah.
There's 5, there, now there's 308.
Mm-hmm. Is that really how many there
yes.
were? Yes. Oh my gosh.
About 303 people showed up in 10 minutes. What the hell?
Yes.
But yeah, it was so packed, and it just made it worse for me. I got more nervous, you know, like, that's
gotta,
why I'm running around making sure.
Yeah.
No, dude, yeah, you know.
Now you got more people running through.
Right. So that was just that cycle. So, what made you think of your talent?
Oh gosh. Like I said, I do martial arts every Friday down at the community center, and almost a black belt getting there. I have one more belt to go, and you know, I saw it. we just started really getting into board breaking in our class. You know, especially for the upper level belts. You know, at my last promotion test, I broke three boards in one, and that's actually something that I'm considering doing next year for talent because everyone loved it. But, you know, I wanted to combine, again, martial arts for what would a zombie really do if they were in martial arts. You know, I remember reading the flyer for the pageant, and, you know, the talent said that it's a mock talent.
Right.
You know, something that maybe you could do in your living life, but because you don't have the appropriate skills in your zombie life, it doesn't work anymore.
Right.
And, you know, we thought of, oh, maybe I can lose a limb when I punch or something, or maybe I can, you know, because that was one of the examples. Maybe you don't, you know, maybe you can't sing because your jaw is missing or your arm falls off or something. But I was like, no, because if this is what's on the paper, everyone's going to do that. I don't want to do that. I have got to be original. That's my thing with everything. I have to be different. I have to be original. I don't like if, like at real pageants, I hate if someone's wearing the same dress as me.
Right.
I hate it. It's just like, I don't know. It takes a, shame on me for saying this, but it takes away from the spotlight.
Right. Well, and that's what a pageant is.
Exactly.
Is putting down the spotlight on these individuals.
It is. It is. Yeah. And especially with the zombie pageant, you know, when you want to be remembered for your creativity, I really wanted something that nobody else would have. And I'm pretty sure out of all those girls, I'm the only one who could break a board. And even though the boards are, like, super flimsy, the boards are so cheap.
You're giving away secrets.
I know. I know. That's why I got to come back with, like, three next year. But, again, like, I actually have never broken a board with my head before the pageant. And the night before, you know, had a board, and I was like, all right, let's see if it works. Cut, it works. All right, we'll do that tomorrow. And I think the brain on the board idea came from, well, how the heck am I going to charge the board?
Right, why would you?
Why would I, you know? And that's when we started thinking, well, what if I'm, like, too attached to, like, a human on stage, you know, I'm trying to eat them. And then we're like, wait a minute, what about the punching dummy in the back? All right, I'll use him, you know, I'll pretend like he's a human, I'm trying to eat him. And
right.
It just kind of, like, came together, it just worked out. I thought about what I was going to do for talent for a good, like, month or so before I actually came to something. I was thinking, I'm a figure skater, and so I was thinking...
You are a lot,
apparently. Yeah, so much crap, it's not even funny. I need to take a break. But I'm a figure skater, and I've been doing that since I was 4 years old, so I thought, well, maybe I'll go out there with my skates on, and I'll just stand there, and I'll maybe, like, do a pirouette or something, you know, and then fall. Or something like that, but I was like, no, it's got to be interactive. It's got to be something cool, something, like, bah, you know, in your face. And that's why I was like, martial arts! So works.
Oh,
so it came too.
It would have been kind of fun if you went up there in rollerblades and they just pushed you off the stage.
Yeah, you know what? If they'd let me fall off stage, I'd do that. I would. All right, I got ideas. You're giving me ideas, AJ. You need to stop this.
I am the director of the show. I can tell you right now, yes, you can fall off stage.
Really?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
As long as you don't land on an audience member, I don't care.
Good stuff. Reason to come to next year's show.
Yeah, exactly. See a real-life beauty pageant contestant fall
off stage, yeah.
On purpose. Oh, man, what else? Another question. I can't remember what it was. Man, I'm brain farting right now.
It's late.
It is
long
late.
Day.
Very long day.
Well, it's late for me.
Right? Oh, that's what it was. Who did your makeup?
I did my makeup. My brother is really trying to get into special effects, so he's got all the crap, the latex, the blood, the jelly blood, the makeup. So I asked him, hey, you mind if I borrow this? And 2 weeks before the pageant, I started playing around with ideas. You know, I'd never used latex before, so I looked up on YouTube, you know, how to make scars or open wounds, and a little bit of toilet paper and some latex later, I came up with the wounds that I had.
Nice.
And it worked out. And I had some fake eyelashes on. My character had, like, a pretty side and, like, an ugly side. It was like, I had a pretty eye with blue, like, sunken in face, and then I had, like, an ugly ass side with, like, some droopy ass eye, and I don't know, it was just weird, but it looked good. And
yeah,
then
it
I had
good.
Green hair for the toxic thing, and I put the green spray paint, like, in my wounds. Oh, man, I tell you, ripping that crap off the next morning sucked.
You waited until the next morning to rip off the stuff?
I think so, yeah.
You, like, went home, went to sleep, and
I think I, like, rinsed it off and then ripped it off, but the thing is, like, I had wounds on my legs, I had stuff on my arms, my face, and my neck. And my face and my neck were easy to rip off. It wasn't a problem. I shaved my legs. Wasn't a problem to rip off the stuff. I didn't shave my arms, and I have hair on my arms. Oh, my God. That sucked balls so hard. I I like was on the verge of tears from ripping this cover off. I'm like standing there cursing my arm trying to get this crap off, and oh my god, it hurt. And then the greasy makeup didn't help because I couldn't grasp it, and it was worth it though. It was worth it. It looked good.
That'd have been funny to see.
Well, you know, I was thinking about doing something like in the pageant like that, you know, having a piece of latex like up and then biting it and letting it string or something like that, but it tasted really bad. So I was like, screw that, I'm not going to even deal with it.
So basically you're saying you put it all on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you had an assistant there, he did not help you in the back?
No, that was just for talent. He wasn't allowed in the dressing room, so I mean, well, that, and he has no makeup talent at all. He's just there.
I just didn't know, like, the fact that you were backed up by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I put all the makeup on at home because I came down to the Fox in the morning for the rehearsal, got sweaty as all heck, and then was like, you know, I'm going home, take a shower, and came back all makeup on, all face ready, everything, and that was
right. You didn't come back for a while, and I'm like, crap, we lost
him. Nope, I was coming back. I just had to do some stuff first.
Got to get him in for a minute.
And it worked out. I had plenty of time to. Sorry, I was late, but I had plenty of time to really get in depth with everything.
And who did you have any friends or family in the audience?
I did. I had probably about between 7 and 10 people, maybe. I think my mom was there. I had a cousin there. My boyfriend was there, who was my assistant. My brother, who's obsessed with Halloween. And then pretty much almost every cast member from our home haunt that we do was there in costume trying to promote for our maze that we do.
Mm.
And so if you saw any clowns, that was probably us.
Nice.
Yeah, so I had a good little group of supporters.
And they were all fine?
Well, you know, my mom at first, she's a typical pageant mom.
Right.
She gets really, I don't know how to say this without...
Competitive?
Yeah, she gets really competitive with things, and, you know, she just wants me to do well.
Right.
And I think when I told her about this, she took that same approach. You know, she was like...
Really? Because I would have thought she'd been like, why?
Well, you know what, at first, actually, she was, when she saw that it was only, a few girls, mm-hmm. She was like, are you really going to do that? It looks fake. Really? Like, really? I was like, Mom, give me a break. You know, and she got there. And she was like, oh, this is great. You should do this next year. What are you going to do next year? So it worked out.
Cool.
For the better.
If you're doing pageantry and your mom's already supporting them, I would think she would look at that and be like, this is crap. What are you doing?
Well, yeah, at first that was her take. You know, she was like, it looks cheesy. There's not a lot of girls. Just because of, you know, I'm used to, the year I won teen, I competed against 164 other girls.
Right.
You know, it's a whole different ball game. And then, you know, to go, you know, it's a little local event, or at least what it looked like, a little local event at the Fox, you know, a couple girls, zombie pageant. Oh, it looks fun, but really, like, I felt like she was like, are you going to lower yourself to that,
right.
You know? But my love for Halloween, I had fun. She ended up liking it. She actually wasn't going to go because she couldn't find a costume. And she didn't want to go without a costume, but we found her one, and... one of my brother's many weird costumes, and she came.
So everybody that came out had a good time.
Of course. Oh yeah, everyone loved it. Everyone loved it.
And did they all lie to you and say that they voted for you?
Yes.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least they're helpful like that.
Yep. I have no idea if they actually did or not. Everyone who was there to support me, besides my cousin and my mom, were men. So I'm sure whoever showed the most skin probably got their vote.
Awesome. Good to know. See, I tried to make it so it's not skin thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's going to happen, but I wanted to know more about zombies and the makeup
mm-hmm.
and the characters you guys were creating.
That was something that made me really happy to hear at the meetings, because, like I said, the swimsuit thing kind of, you know, set me off at first. I was like, oh, I don't want to have to get up in some bikini, you know?
Right. No, it isn't about showing your ass. It's about showing more exposed skin
mm-hmm.
that you're peeling and decaying from and stuff, you know?
And I think that's really the approach I tried to take with it, you know, one piece with a cover-up, but still showing the, you know, peeled back flesh on my legs and my gross arms and everything. So it worked out.
I think when people see that, it kind of scares them away from competing and whatnot, because I think that's what they're thinking, like, you know, oh, I get to be a whore on stage.
Pretty much.
And unfortunately, it's not like if they come and see it, they'd understand.
Yeah.
So.
that's in fact one of the girls, our state, for the title that I have right now, our cover girl, wants to do it, but she asked, is it like a real pageant? Like, really? And I was like, yeah, it's, 4 years of competition, this, and this. She was like, oh, never mind. I was like, why? She's like, I don't want to do swimsuit. I said, listen, it's not like that. I wore a one piece and a cover up. Other girls were wearing shorts and a tank top. Like, it's just, think more beachy,
right.
Water oriented. You don't have to
wear
like a bikini.
That's why I tried to, orientate it toward your character. Cause,
yeah.
What would your character wear? You're dead. Maybe you were found in the water,
And you're bloated. Like Monica had, the bloated
Paris
Hilton thing last year, I think.
Right.
That was perfect. I thought that was great.
I'm saying, if Monica's up there in a swimsuit, nobody else got to
wear exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah.
She has balls enough to show up there and have fun with it.
Heck yeah, and she does great, too.
Yeah.
Was it her talent that she sang with the crow?
Yeah, and then she
that
the crow up afterwards.
Cracked me up. I watched her do it in the, the rehearsal before the show.
Uh-huh.
Cracked me up so much. She rocked that stage.
Yeah.
She rocked it.
I felt bad because, her dress was falling off. Her wig was falling off.
She looked good.
She had fun.
She played it up.
How many titles do you currently hold? Have you held?
That I've held total. I've held 2 state titles. I'm holding or reigning right now is the Miss California for 2012. Last year I was the 2011 teen, for Miss California teen. The year before that I was the 2010 spokesmodel for the same organization, aka I won the speech contest. I've also had the casualwear modeling title, just like sportswear modeling. And then I also competed with Miss American Starlet quite a few years ago, and I was a regional queen for that. I think that's it.
I'm Miss California.
Oh, and I'm a city queen for Donald Trump right now, but I don't think I'm going to compete. It's too damn expensive.
What is that?
The typical Miss America that you see on TV.
Uh-huh.
Donald Trump.
Okay.
She's Miss America. That blah.
Right.
Yeah, I applied for that this past season and for this upcoming pageant, which is in January, I believe, for Miss California, the one you see on TV that goes for Miss USA,
right,
the swimsuit,
the big,
showy big,
right.
Glitzy thing. And I don't know. I'm happy that I've gotten to that level as a city holder, but again, the swimsuit pushes me away just because, I like In-N-Out. I like cookies. I like sweets, and I work out a lot, and I love my physique because I'm curvy, but I'm not I'm not those girls.
Right.
I'm not toned to, the bone. I'm not super thin either, and I
right.
don't really want to be, and I have no desire to look like that. And I'm not going to win unless I look like that, so why try?
Right. Right.
And I'm not, a quitter or anything. I'd rather spend the $1,000 on something else.
$1,000?
It's pretty damn expensive. Plus a gown.
I have to raise my prices next year.
Right? I'm your $10 was heaven to me.
Really?
It was $10 entry fee. I was done.
That $10 goes to the grand prize.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't even keep that money.
Oh.
It all goes to the grand prize.
You really do pull this out.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, that's great. That's really great. That's good to know.
Yeah, I don't want people, because I'm a no-name. Nobody knows us. Mm-hmm. We're a small company. I don't want people walking up and think, oh, why is this guy charging us money? We have to pay him money and he gets to see us in a swimsuit.
Double scam.
Right. I don't want to come out as a creepy guy. So I just, look, the money you're giving me, you're getting at the end of the night when you win. So you want this $10 back?
No.
Go compete.
Right? Go get up on stage
right.
and have fun.
And that's why I only charge the junior ones $5 because they get that money back.
Yeah, and I love that there's a junior competition. I didn't know there was until that rehearsal.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to, I put it out there and then nobody showed up for it. I got no responses for
mm-hmm.
it. So I was like, okay, well, then no. And then 3 girls showed up, and they wanted to do it. I'm like, all right, cool.
I got a girl.
5 minutes out of our time.
I got an 11-year-old coming in for you.
Really?
She came to the, she didn't come to the pageant, but she's seen pictures, and she's dying to do it.
Awesome.
So we'll dollar up for you.
And it's a lot easier for them.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
So they don't have to compete, right?
No, they just go up on stage. It's audience.
Yeah.
Because it's harder to get the kids to, be organized in that manner. Mm-hmm. It's better just to have them up there with the audience cheer and go from there.
Like I said, I got a few girls coming in for you.
Awesome.
A couple people. And
see, you're my new recruiter.
I know, right? I got this. I got this.
You're actually on the scene.
See?
You can get these people.
See? Should have.
You know what? I didn't vote.
I'm just kidding.
No, maybe the company vote.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm happy to know that, because I didn't know how I played, so I'm happy to know that I came in third.
Yeah.
It makes me really happy.
I mean, all the girls, I mean, the numbers were pretty close. There was a couple that were like, really? Why'd you even show? But everybody else, I mean, the numbers were really close.
Good.
And it was stressful. Like, when I realized at the end of the night, when we had to count the ballots, I looked in the box, I'm like, oh crap, there's 308 people here.
Have fun with that.
There's 308 ballots we got to go through. We got 3 minutes.
You guys did pretty dang well, though.
Like, we're all...
Yeah, you guys...
Just going at it, so... And I had to count the numbers, like, 3 times just to make sure, like, we weren't messing up, so...
That close, huh?
Well, no, I just wanted to make sure, like... Oh, well, Tatiana somehow ended up over here with Abigail, so
oh,
I
gotcha.
Separate that out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just wanted to make sure the numbers were solid and I wasn't... I didn't want to go back the next day and be like, oh, shit. I guess she won.
Oops. Yeah. Oh, well.
I'll call her up.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool to actually see the numbers. Are you allowed to
I'll give you the ballot.
Play that information?
I'll give you the ballot.
Sweet. Cool. Yeah.
As far as you know.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. The real ballots.
Okay. Trying to make me feel better. Great.
So, in prep for next year, first off, I think it's awesome that you're prepping. I'm finding out that a lot of the people that entered are prepping for next year's, and that makes me excited. I think that they get a sour taste from not winning or anything, that they wouldn't want to do it again. So,
you get to come back.
Right.
Like, Jasmine did great, but she didn't get to come back. She has to be herself from this year again
right.
and sit in the back and not do anything.
Right. Yeah. Now, what did you think of that when you saw that?
You mean the previous winner?
Right.
I thought it was cool. It was pretty cool that she had, like, I didn't know she was strapped in that chair and, like, was she, you know, zombieing it up?
Yeah, she was freaking everybody out. We had Sean Bett. When he wasn't guarding you, he was guarding her.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that was, I think that was a real touch of, again, reality,
right.
You know? If that's what I love. It's really, if we were in a world right now where, for some reason, we're sick enough to pull in zombies, dress them up, and put them in a beauty pageant, then this is how it would be, you know? This is exactly how it would be. Like, the thing in the beginning where, you know, Rosie gets bit, and she was a member of the guard, and then, you know, the girl that eats. Pull her up on stage and say, oh yeah, she'll do.
Right.
Like, she's a piece of meat. Like, it gives this touch of reality to the situation that I love, because it's so sick.
I thought it made me look like a male chauvinist pig on
No.
I was just trying to show, well, she's dead, we'll put her
you
in the
might
bag
as well,
go,
yeah,
right.
That's what's hilarious.
She's not really a human being as far as I'm
pretty
concerned
much. And I love it. I absolutely love it. And then their whole, what were they? Gone by Curious?
Yeah.
Are
you
wearing the shirt?
Yeah, I'm wearing the shirt right now.
I haven't seen it.
Really?
No, I haven't.
We misspelled Curiosity, so don't judge me on that.
Whatever. Oh my gosh, that is freaking awesome. I was talking to Rosie backstage, I was like, can I get one? Can I get one of those shirts? That's amazing. A few of my friends, they pulled me out, you know, after the show was over, and they're like, what was with the lesbian zombies? And I was like, they're zombie curious. And they were like, oh, that's clever. That's cool. But we seriously thought they were going to make out. I guess everyone was just waiting for some tongues to fly.
I was like, don't you fucking do that. Don't you fucking do that. Fucking show. I will fucking kill you again. Don't you do that.
Yeah, we were waiting for it. But.
No bueno.
Yep.
Okay, so when you guys were up on there, and they were announcing the winners, and you realized that you didn't win, what was the first thought, other than a bullet, that went through your mind?
Honestly, I was, like I said, I was wearing a real pageant gown, and that's one of my favorite gowns, and I was honestly...
Didn't I warn you guys not to?
I know, and I felt so bad, but that's all I had, you know? It was either that or another pageant gown. And that one was the most, you know, movable that I could wear because it's all chiffon, you know, it's not fitted or anything. So I was like, all right, if I fall, I gotta fall gentle because if this thing rips, my boobs are gonna pop out and it's gonna be way too much for these people to see. And so I remember thinking, well, at first I was like, damn it, I didn't win, or damn it, I'm not in the top. So I was bummed. But then I was like, all right, you know what, just do what AJ said, you know, play it up. Gotta die right now. So I think Aaron was, you know, my guard who was right in front of me. So I charged him a couple times, and then they got in front of us. And I remember not really being able to hear the bullets. All I could see was the guards like vibrating, you know. So I was like, that must be it. Ah, fall. And I think I fell I felt perfect. I was so glad. I was like, oh, it's not pulling anywhere at all. But I was so mad because I couldn't see anything. I remember in the rehearsals telling myself, all right, if I die, I'm going to fall to where I can, like, peek open and watch the rest of the show. But I couldn't see anything. I don't even remember hearing who was in the top two. Because, you know, I could see them, but
right.
I couldn't really hear much. So, you know, when Jasmine won, I couldn't really tell. I just saw the other girl gauze on the ground. Oh, I think Jasmine won. No way. Oh, Jasmine won. You know, Jasmine, I think, was the girl that I probably got the closest to, her and Caitlin. But Jasmine, you know, it was just so funny because in rehearsals, she was the quietest little thing. So quiet, so,
I was a little concerned about it because she was sponsored by a hair salon, and I felt like, you know, I'm not saying anything bad about it, but I felt like she was kind of pushed into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like she didn't really want to be there.
Yeah.
But then I saw her on stage, and she was hamming it up.
Oh,
she was working it. So I'm like, whoa, okay.
I remember her walking through, the first time I saw her, you know, she walked through the back gate, and she was walking like a zombie. And, you know, that gate, the way it was, you know, the lighting was really eerie. So you couldn't really see. And all I saw was this girl walking towards me. And Caitlin and I both were like, who the hell is that? Who is that? Jasmine? What the heck? You look fantastic. You didn't look like this last week. What the heck happened?
You bitch.
I know. You know what? Honestly, when Caitlin walked in, she was done in the morning.
Right.
And I was like, shit. I don't look like that. My makeup's not going to look like that because her mom does,
right.
You know,
Calico.
Calico, yeah. She was Calico in the makeup for them. And I was kind of nervous about her, but when she walked in, I was just like, damn it. crap. And I got kind of disheartened, but when I saw myself with my makeup on, I was like, all right, I got a chance. I got this. But
so when you're laying there on the ground, not winning, you weren't, like, bitter, you weren't disappointed or anything?
It needs to reaction, you know? To win some, you got to lose some.
Right.
You know, I've competed in pageants for 8 years now, and I've only gotten 2 major titles out of it. You know, it takes repetition, it takes being in an organization to realize what it takes.
Right.
And what I've learned out of this, it takes more people. If I want to win, I need more people there. So count on, you know, whatever my character's name next year to have a big crowd.
Yeah, I think somebody was complaining about that they didn't have enough friends in the audience to vote for them and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, you know, when you compete in a real pageant, you want all the friends you can have in
Absolutely.
The audience anyway,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, I mean, even me as a director, any director would want you to do that. Because I'm sorry, at the end of the day, that's $10 a head. That's me making some money.
They need to have the choice.
Right.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, even if you are good enough that you get people that you don't know voting for you, but at least now you know you have some guaranteed votes in there.
And that's,
you know?
That means...
And even in the support, too.
Yeah. Yeah, really. In the pageant that I compete with at Nationals this past year, I won the most ticket sales. I had like 25 people there.
Right.
You know, now if I can just get that crowd to come over to the zombie side,
right.
I got this. This is a no-brainer, right? Like, no, I remember hearing...
Dogs,
yeah. No, I remember hearing Jasmine and Pauline, their crowd, and thinking, damn, they got a lot of people here.
We only have like 10 people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I bet.
So a lot of people... Oh, okay. Then it must have been Jasmine. I heard someone had a big cheering crowd.
Yeah, it was Jasmine. She had a huge cheering crowd.
Really?
Yeah. Because, again, she's sponsored by the hair salon.
Oh, that's right.
All the clients, everybody came out to cheer.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. But, you know, it made me really happy because I expect, like, when it comes down to it, I expected that everyone who was there for me voted for me, you know,
right.
my family.
As far as you know.
As far as I know, yeah. I hope so. So I'm thinking, all right, I got at least 10 votes. But then... I had numerous people come up to me after and tell me, you know, I voted for you, you got gypped, you should have won, this. I was like, sorry that I didn't win, but that makes me feel better. Thanks, bro. Like, don't make
I got bribed to pick Jeff.
Did you really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, damn, that is competition right there.
Competitive, nah. What did you think of the ending of getting shot down and all that stuff?
I think it's hilarious. You mean, like, how did I feel about it, or what did I think of the situation?
Just the whole thing in general, because I know, like, you don't get shot in real pageants.
No, I don't.
So
I don't get shot, but I would prefer that be the way to do it, because if that were the case, I wouldn't have any competition. Oh, no, like, I loved it.
The next competition where people show up dead, it's Marissa right here.
Yeah.
Call me. I know where she
Where's
lives.
Where's the rest of the contestants from? I don't know.
They'll be at the zombie pageant, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, no, it was really cool. I love the fact. I remember going home and telling my parents, we die if we don't win. And they're like, what? They shoot us down if we don't win. What? They had these guards. They're like padded up to bejesus, and they shoot us if we don't win. Again, reality.
Right.
Reality.
What am I going to use you for?
Exactly. You're useless. Kill them. Just the sick, twisted reality of the zombie. Love it. Again, every aspect of this thing was so much fun, which is why I am planning again for next year. The day after, I had a character picked. I was like, alright, that's it. I gotta start making costumes. I gotta start...
Rude motorcycles.
I know. Gotta start making costumes. Gotta start getting makeup ideas ready. You know, maybe I can save up for some more, you know, advanced, like, foam prosthetics, you know. Now that, you know, I think I'm more prepared and I know what goes on.
Right.
It gives me a chance to really get into character, really get a little more creative with it.
Yeah, Pauline's already, like, buying pieces for her costume.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. Good stuff.
Which, again, like, I guess I have to throw another one.
Yeah, I hope you would.
Well,
to God you would.
I really want to, and I don't see a reason. The only reason why I won't is because if the numbers get bigger than the venue can handle. Because I don't want to be that guy that has to turn people away at the door.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, this isn't exactly something you line up for at the beginning. And, of course, at first, we can only fit about 400 people in there that comes in and gets in. I don't want to hear, like, the 403rd person is somebody's family member or something
Like
that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that'd be the only reason I don't do it, is if I can't fit the known people in that venue. Or I have to hunt down another venue, and there's no way.
I was just going to say, we should just move it, you know?
If there was a way I could do it at, like, the bowl, I think that would be fantastic. Because then you can't get the stage bloody, and you can't do all this other stuff. But
and that place is, like, you can hold, what,
right.
like 10,000 people?
Exactly. But anyway, you guys would be freezing your asses off out there.
Yeah.
B, you know, my brother-in-law, he did the Sound and Lights, so I wouldn't have him. And he did a fantastic job on the Sound and Lights. So the only way I can get them for free, for family,
is to do it there.
Yeah.
Sound lighting was amazing, by the way.
Yeah, he
Kudos
did fantastic
to him.
Stuff.
It was great.
And then Sean was the one that put all the music together.
Music was awesome, too. I love the fact that he took the time to search some music for my talent. And he picked out great music, too.
Yeah, no, I was listening to it before you guys
together. I loved it.
I had the soundtrack on my iPod.
Oh, the whole pageant?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Just put it on Facebook.
That's we were thinking about putting that out there, but we can't sell it legally because it's, you know, copyrighted music.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thinking about hosting it, like, you can play it on a playlist on the website so people that can want to listen to it or whatnot.
Should. I would
but
love to hear
I don't know
it.
If we can handle the bandwidth.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody and their mothers wanting copies of that soundtrack.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll just make them wait then. I'm saying I can wait till the party to see it. They
right.
can wait too.
We'll play it during the party, and
Good.
Then we'll play the video during the party, hopefully. Otherwise, I'm killing somebody and getting my money back.
Yeah, I really, really want to see the video.
That was the one big disappointment from last year, is I didn't have video. Like, again, I didn't realize how I was going to be during the rehearsal. In my head, I'm like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. You guys probably think it's lame, but thank you for entertaining me anyway, you know, going with me anyway. So last year, we're watching the beauty pageants going on, and I'm watching it. And I still don't see it, because I'm still in stress, you know, direct mode. And out of nowhere comes Martin, flying across the room, his hand like this, a flying high five I got from this guy. I'm like, wait, and he's like, this is the best thing ever. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go smoke again. So even this year I was so scared, because when you guys were on stage, it was so quiet. And I was like, oh, this is boring as fuck. They hate it. They're all going to get up and leave.
You're so hard on yourself.
And 3 hours later, the same people are still in the audience, and it's still going, like, it's boring as hell. Why are they still here? Why are they, you know? Because you took reaction.
Yeah.
You guys come out there. I mean, you breaking the board. I didn't hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was the guy in the back going, woo!
Oh, thank you.
And then everybody's all, woo, picking up afterwards. But I found out later, Aaron was telling me, because where he was, he's like, no, dude, they were all like,
yeah, see, that's what I heard, too. When I, especially, like, when I broke the board, I remember hearing people go, whoa!
Right.
You know, and, like, one, whoa, that was kind of cool, too, was not expecting that,
yeah.
You know?
Like, apparently, no one knew what to expect when they walked. Even the people that were here last year,
And they were just sitting there in awe.
Good.
As opposed to in boredom, and that's what I was like.
There's a boredom start.
Like, I wanted to go and
you poor thing, you're so hard on yourself. Yeah, no. Well, that, yeah, but, like, no, I remember during formal wear, I actually got the chance to look at people's faces, and everyone was like, just smiles, just open mouth, like, smiles, like, cracking
during
up.
Formal wear, all I saw was this. Everybody going like
oh,
this.
People had taken pictures?
Everybody's cell phone up there.
Really?
No pictures online.
Oh, so I haven't seen anything.
Like, what's up, Facebook?
Yeah, I haven't seen any. Even if you look up, like, IE Zombie Pageant, I haven't seen anything.
I looked it up, and all I see is Pauline Jump Rope.
Yeah, I've seen that on there. And I've got tons of pictures from the pageant from, you know, I had one of my friends who has a nice-ass camera who took a whole bunch of pictures. So I've got some really nice quality pictures of everybody.
I've got, like, 3,000 of them that one of the photographers took. He gave me the best compliment I've ever heard ever. And he popped up. He's like, this is better than Rocky.
No way!
And, like, he walked away, and I'm like, I love you.
Come back.
Come back.
That's great.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So, again, I don't think people understand that this is, it's not just a pageant. For me, it's like a stage show. Like, we're putting on a stage show.
Yeah.
You guys are acting out characters. You guys are doing like this. It was 3 hours long. You know, and there's so much that, because I've been to other beauty pageants, and I've seen zombie beauty pageants where they're all just lined up on the side, and they call them up, pause, and they kick them off. You know, and I'm like, that's boring. I don't want that. I want something exciting.
I didn't even know there were other pageants like that.
Yeah, there's a few other ones out there. There's one in Phoenix that I plan on taking Jasmine to and submitting her into.
Oh, really?
With the ZKS guys, we're going to invade that pageant and take it over.
Take video.
Yeah.
Take video.
Yeah.
Take picture.
Anyway, no, because they stole a lot of our ideas from last year.
No way.
Yeah. Because we had, you know, we had the ZKS guys out there,
yeah.
And we had talent and all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We went out to Phoenix last year, and they were throwing it, so I was like, yeah, we'll check it out. But Martin, who had been there the year before, said they had a talent section. They had armed guards around it. I'm like, was this like this before? He's like, no, dude, they've seen your show. I'm like, fuck them. I got up and walked out. So this year, I'm taking my boys out there. I'm taking the winner.
Who the real ZKS is.
Like, what's up, bitch? You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I get some video. That's crazy. Shoot. I want to enter.
And there's a zombie walk, and there's all that, too.
Well, yeah, like, we try to keep up with, like, all the SoCal zombie walks. We've done quite a few of them, like, you know, the jingle walk and everything, and the Redlands walk for the guy who wrote a book, and his opening or his book signing was at Cap's Alley downtown, and the walk went, like, all around.
And we'll have to talk about that out.
Oh, okay.
But there was a zombie walk on Saturday before the pageant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We didn't make it out, but that was so fun. Because I didn't know about it until after. But, yeah, no, I love doing them. They're so much fun.
Yeah, if you can, come out to Phoenix with us.
Heck yeah, let me know when.
Yeah.
Let me know when.
End of May.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, so I got time.
Yeah. End of May, tickets are like $40 for all 3 days.
Cool. Send me a site where I can sign up.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I think that's about it.
I think we got everything.
Yeah. Do you have any last things you wanted to pop out there?
Come to the zombie pageant next year and vote for me. No, what? Oh, God. What?
Yeah, see, now I shouldn't say that. Is there anywhere where people can see you doing other pageants? Is
absolutely.
Or anything like that?
I'm on Facebook. I'll take anyone, I really, because I usually can't tell who the heck is from the pageant or not. So I go by Rissy, R-I-S-S-Y, and my last name is Dollins. Or you can just look up Marissa Dollins on Facebook. You'll probably see me in my banner. I try to keep my pictures
rotating.
You know, rotating in the pageant system, though, because that's how people know me. Just look for the girl with the red banner on that says Miss California. That's me. And, you know, say, hey, I, you know, heard about you in the zombie pageant. Just wanted to see some pictures, and I will gladly show you, let you have access.
Oh, all access pass on Facebook.
Yeah.
That sounds rapey. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for entering in the contest.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
No
thanks
problem.
For doing this. Honestly, thank you.
No problem.
This is awesome.
I think I'll do it again next year.
I freaking hope so. I think a lot of the girls might have to hunt you down.
See, the worst things in life than to be hunted down by a bunch of beauty contestants.
Yeah, but
pageant
zombies, yeah.
That's all right. I got my own. I got my own army. In case you hadn't noticed.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
I'm all right. All right, well, go ahead and toss us back to the regular podcast. What's going on? Thank you again. And we're back. Yeah, that was Marissa Dolan talking. I was doing a lot of talking in there too. So
She was definitely one of our fun contestants. A lot of people backstage I know were a little worrisome around her.
A little concerned, a little competition.
She kept carrying that dummy around that she was going to be practicing.
Don't talk about a boy from
martial
like
arts. So for those of us in armor, we were taking a step back every once in a while. And I still have a feeling that, you know, they meant to hurt people. So
no, they did.
Yeah.
If you actually listen to the interview that we just talked about.
No. I'm not talking just that. I think they all were out, not just Marissa. I think the idea was not out to hurt people on purpose, not, you know, out for the skinny guy. It was about being in character.
Yeah, out for the skinny guy.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Alright, well, that wraps up episode 108. Thanks again to Marissa Dawes and everybody else for tuning in. We will go ahead and say goodbye to you. The next podcast will be episode 109, and we will have the winner of the beauty pageant, Ms. Jasmine Garcia. So until then, thanks guys, and please check out thebinpanel.com and watch the Pacific Rim trailer and be excited like the rest of us.
Panelcast is brought to you by Forbidden Panel. Please visit us at www.forbiddenpanel.com.